Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Ibako, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You are Yahweh. Jesus, that your glory will be seen in our life, that we will not remain the same in the name of the Lord. Father and God, I give you glory. I give you honor, even as I hide myself at the cross of Calvary. Say, Holy Ghost, come and take over in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Blessed Redeemer, I worship you. In Jesus' precious name, I do pray. In Jesus' precious name, I do pray. Amen. We all welcome to today's service in the name of the Lord. It is a great thing to walk with the Lord. It's a great thing to walk in the light. The scripture says, those that walk in darkness, they stumble. And I know and I pray, as you walk in the light, you will not stumble in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to give God all the glory for this great opportunity to stand before the great people of God. What a joy to walk with God. That hymn says, when you walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shares on your way. Hallelujah. The theme for this month says, walking with God. Walking in faith, walking in fear of the Lord, and walking in the love of God. On Wednesday, we are taught that loving one another, we must love one another, because God commanded we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And when we are not loving one another, we are not walking in the love of God. The Lord will help us to walk in His love, loving one another in the name of Jesus. Today is a question. How is your walk with God? How is your walk with your Maker? How is your walk with the Almighty God? Is a question you need to answer by yourself. And our text is taken from Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. He reads, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I was asking myself, why did God took him? We will find out. Walking with God, in spite of all odds, not only when it is good, He is a God of good times, and He's a God of bad times. When we look at Luke chapter 1, we'll find out a couple in that place, Zechariah and Elizabeth. The Bible records that they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Blameless, but they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in age. Your situation is not an excuse not to walk with the Lord. If you have discovered God, if you have known Him as your Lord and personal Savior, walking upright with Him is what is expecting from us, or is expected of us to do. Walking with God in spite of all odds, no matter the challenges. Walking with God is a choice. Walking with God is a choice. Joshua was telling the children of Israel, "Today, choose whom you shall serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24, verse 15. Walking with God demands our complete obedience. Isaiah 1, 19 said, "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the fruits of the land." You need complete obedience to walk with the Lord. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. "And be ye ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, is complete." It demands complete obedience to walk with the Lord. Walking with God is by faith. As we receive Christ by faith. As we receive Christ by faith, walking with Him is also by faith. Walking with God is not a physical thing, but spiritual. Walking with God is not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." By faith, you walk with the Lord, because you receive Christ by faith. So you walk with him by faith and not by sight. Mike Morrow said, you cannot fully conquer kingdoms until you have conquered yourself. Most times, self hinders us from walking with God in the right way. Self, pride will be there. So he said we must conquer self for us to be able to conquer kingdoms. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, but I discipline my body and be ye into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself will be disqualified. May we not be disqualified at the end in the name of Jesus. So we must conquer self. We must conquer self so that we will conquer kingdoms, so that we'll be able to walk with him. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be considering some topics on the walking with the Lord. And how is your walk with the Lord? Who is Enoch? Enoch means dedication. No wonder he dedicated his life to walk with God, to please him. Because he pleased him, he was a great preacher. He was a great preacher. He was the seventh from Adam. He was the seventh. He even prophesied what is yet to come. He prophesied what is yet to come. He was one of those who said to have walked with God before the flood. He prophesied what is yet to come. And God is the beginning, is the end. From Genesis, he prophesied the end of the world. He prophesied. He was a great preacher. No wonder God decided to take him and say, this one will not see death. He was different in his generation. He made impact in his generation. May we make impact in our generation in the name of Jesus. May we be different in our generation in the name of Jesus. It's not how long we live, but how well. Even if it's one person you are able to impact, you know, in a good way, is something that God will reckon with. May your walk with God please God in every area in the name of Jesus. Because his walk pleased God. Bible says he walked with the Lord. He walked with God in sincerity of heart. He walked with the Lord uprightly. How is your walk with God? Do we walk with the Lord? Today we are hot. Tomorrow we are cold. How is our walk with the Master? How is your walk with the Master? To walk with God is to be in a practical living relationship with God. Our lives must show. People must see us that we are really walking with God in accordance with his work. His word is yea and amen. His word is power. We are just encouraging ourselves. It's not that we have not been walking or we have not been hearing these words. But sometimes, because the word of God said the word of God is new every day. It may be today that the word of God, you may understand it in a different way. And you say, okay, from today, I'm going to walk upright with the Lord. I don't want to walk in the other way. I want to walk in obedience with God. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We want to walk right standing with Him. Right standing with Him. Adam was in constant fellowship and communion with God before the fall. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. God will always come down in the cool of the evening to fellowship with them, to have communion with them. But sin has made them to begin to hide from God. Is there anything in your life that is making you not to walk with the Lord in the right path? That is making you to hide? Isaiah 59 verse 1. He said the hands of God are not shutting that he cannot get to us, or his ears deaf that he cannot hear us. But our sin has separated us from him. Sin separates us from God. When God is coming in the cool of the evening, they will listen to God. They will fellowship with God. They will commune with God. But when sin came, when they heard the voice of the Lord, they decided to hid themselves. Is it the same with us? Is it the same with us? We need to run away from sin so that we can walk with God in a right way. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We must make God our friend. That Him said, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. We must have a cordial relationship with God. Make God your friend. If you make Him his friend, He will be able to direct you. He will be able to guide you. He will become everything to you. And there will not be anything, you know, you will not feel disappointed. You will not feel discouraged, because He is your friend. You will depend solely on Him. Make God your friend. What a walk it will be when you walk with Him. He will speak with you as He did to Moses. Let us see Exodus 33 verse 11. Exodus 33 verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. When you make God your friend, He will speak to you as friend speaks to his own friend. He will guide you. If you have a good friend, when you are going the wrong way, He will tell you, my friend, this path is not the right path. When you walk with God as your friend, He will direct your path. Make Him your friend today. As we are taught on Wednesday again, say, when we walk with Him, He abides with us. He abides with us when we walk with Him. He abides with us. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet. We will sit at His feet. That is why we must conquer self, so that we will not be cast away at the last time. When we will meet Jesus, He will not say He does not know us, or He do not know us. So we must make Him our friend. We must walk uprightly. We must be in right standing with Him. There is a great joy walking with God. There is reward in walking with God. There is peace in walking with God. Everlasting joy shall always be our portion in the name of Jesus. It does not mean that you will not face challenges. Somebody said the presence of God is not an absence of crisis when you are with God. In Mark chapter 4, when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus, there was a storm. But they did not recognize that Jesus was there. They did not recognize that Jesus was there. But Jesus was there and there was a storm. So when you walk with the Lord, sometimes you will face challenges. There will be troubling storms on your way. But Jesus will always be there. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be there. I will be there. I will be there with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. So don't say, why am I walking with the Lord and I'm facing these trials? The people of old, they walked with the Lord and they faced trials, and God was able to deliver them. God delivered Job. Abraham had challenges. God saw him through. God saw him through. So walking with the Lord, sometimes you may face challenges, but hold on unto him. Put your trust completely in him. At the right time, he will deliver you. He is able. That song says, he is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. When challenges come, trust him, believe him, rely on him, depend on him, because he is able to deliver you. Don't because of it be distracted. Don't because of it and say, I'm no more walking with him. I'm no more serving him. It shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Apostle Paul said, what shall separate me from the love of Christ? Whenever it comes, be happy, because you will come forth like gold. You will come forth better. You will come forth brighter. You will come forth stronger in the name of Jesus. Job was able to pass through and he came forth better and stronger. The Bible records that even the children God gave to him, they were even more better and stronger than the ones that was perished. There is joy in walking with God. But it does not mean you will not face challenges. Even when you face challenges, God will always be there for you. You will not be disappointed in any way in the name of Jesus. The world will not ask you, where is your God? That point, that level, will not come in your life in the name of Jesus. But the Lord will always glorify himself. But it's when you walk with him with the whole of your heart. When you walk with him with the whole of your heart. Make him your friend. Walk with him with the whole of your heart. Make him your partner. And he will see you through in the name of Jesus. Would you be committed unto him? Number three, we must be committed unto him. Commitment. Commitment. Walking with him. He needs our commitment. He needs our commitment. We must stay close to him. If we really want to walk with him, we must stay close to him. In fellowship, we must not forsake the gathering of the saints. The Bible says, don't forsake the gathering of the saints. Our commitment matters. Our dedication to his work matters. Our service unto him matters. The Bible records that Enoch pleased God. Enoch pleased God, and God took him. Is your service unto him pleasing unto him? That's why that question came. How is your walk with your maker? How is your walk with God? We need to check ourselves. I do that to myself. I check myself. When some things happen, I check myself. God, am I in line with your word? God, am I in line with what you are telling me? We need to check ourselves. That is why we must stay close to him. We must live for him. That song says, daily as I live, often as I breathe, as long as this breath is still in me, let my whole life be an expression of your grace. Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? How do we take God? Do we take him as a big God? Do we take him as a small God? That's another question. How do you take this your God that has been keeping you, that has been shielding you? Say, don't forsake the gathering of the saints. Fellowshipping with other people. No wonder the Bible says, how sweet and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. There is joy in dwelling together. There is joy in fellowshipping with one another. When we sing with one another, when we pray with one another, how glorious it will be when we get over there. When we get to heaven, the marriage supper, all the saints shall gather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will see you there. I will be there. I will not be disqualified. You will not be disqualified as we move closer to him in the name of Jesus. Stay close in studying of the scripture. Most times, when I feel somehow and I don't pick my Bible in a day, I feel something is out of me. I'll just encourage myself. We must be rooted in the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. From childhood, are you still holding on to those scriptures? Are you still holding on to him? David said, the word of the Lord have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against him. He said, the word of the Lord is a lamp and a light unto my path and on my way. Reading the scripture, knowing the scripture. Apostle Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul still wants to know God. He still wants to know the mystery of the word of God. There are mysteries in the world. There are good things, goodies for us. We don't need to look for it outside. It's in the word of the Lord. And when we locate it, we must abide by that word. We must confess the word. We must pray the word into our life. We must chew the word. We must make it part of us. It's not a day's journey, but you start somewhere. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The scripture we read, the application is very important. It will keep us away from destruction. It is very, very important that we go with the word wherever we go. The Bible said the devil has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But when he comes, you'll be able to do what? To use the word of God to knock him away. Because we have hold the scriptures in our hearts. Because we have been rooted in the word of God. We must stay close in studying of the scripture. We must stay close to godly mentors. We must not make worldly mentors our mentor. No. Godly mentors, they will be able to guide you as the Holy Ghost leads them. A teenager or a youth, maybe peer pressure or some question are posted to you. You need to go and meet a godly mentor to advise you in the right way. Things are going around. Some mentors are not mentors indeed, but you need godly mentors to mentor you spiritually in every area of your life. Esther had Mordecai. Mordecai mentored her very well, to the point that she became the queen. If Mordecai was not a godly mentor, he will not put his path on that path. There are some people that have walked out of God because of worldly mentors. We need to move close to godly mentors as we walk with God. In this our race, in the world in which we are now, we need godly mentors. Ruth discovered God in the life of Naomi. How is your life with people around you? Where you live? In the place of your work or your business? People around you, do they discover God in you? Ruth discovered God in Naomi. And he said, entreat me not to leave you. Your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. That's a godly mentor. He showed that he's serving a living God. He showed that he's walking with God. He shows he has a right standing with God. He has a right relationship with God. How is your relationship with God? Can people discover God in your life? Can people discover God in my life, in my walk with him? Can people discover God in your life, in your dealings with people? I was somewhere, somebody was saying there was a lady in a high position. And because the other people, they went to embezzle the money of that department, and she was the head of that department. And this lady, she's a Christian, a standing one. So they brought billions of naira. She said, I don't need the money. They say, you don't want to be rich? It's against my God. If those ones have the hearts to receive Christ, is that day. What is in this world that is distracting us from walking with God or having a right relationship with Him? The great preacher said, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. May we never be distracted in the name of Jesus. May this God not be taken away from us with the things of this world in the name of Jesus. We must be in touch with the Holy Spirit. We must be in touch with the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 from verse 10 to 13. Romans chapter 8. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put unto death the deeds of the body, you will live. What is in this life? There is nothing. There is nothing. The Spirit of the living God in us, we always quicken us. We always make us to be dead to the things around us. The Holy Spirit will help us to test all spirits, because there are spirits that are not spirits of God. There are spirits that can deceive. It will help us. So if you are here and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, desire it. Desire it. It will teach us all things. It will direct us. It will instruct us. You will know God better. You will know His purpose for your life. Demas, because of the things of the world, he left and said, I'm no more following God because of the things of this world. But the Spirit of God will control your flesh. You will control you in every area, and you will walk in righteousness, and you walk with God in right standing. It will help you. We need Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our service, in our walk with God. There are benefits of walking with God. You will have direct access of receiving revelation. Because Enoch walked with God in right standing, he received revelation. He was able to do what? To prophesy of things that is yet to come. He received that revelation. And you are able to receive the revelation of God when you walk with the Lord in your right standing with Him. The access will be there. And you will be more concerned of petty things. Of petty things. Again, my moral says, when you grow in the Lord, you don't look at things men are doing. You look at what God has in store for you. You look at what God has in stock for you. Men are distraction to the plans of God concerning your life. As long as your life is not in their hands, they have no power over you. The plan of God is in his hand. It's not in the hands of any man. If it's in the hands of any man, they will not allow it to come to pass. They will not allow it to be fulfilled. But the plan concerning your life is in the hands of God. Walking with God, you will look above petty, petty things. Oh, should you buy for me? Go keep me. Go recognize me. What does that got to do with your work with God? It does not matter. They are distractions. If you have bitterness in your heart, you will not be able to pray. Those are one of the things they taught us on Wednesday. That if you have grudges with anybody, you don't bring your offering to the altar. You need to go and reconcile with that person before you bring the offering to the Lord. If not, it will not be accepted. Some people, you are holding somebody in your heart for years. Those are petty, petty things. Enoch looked above those things, and his work was pleasing unto God. Walk with God and ask God, let my work with you be pleasing unto you, not unto any man. Man that cannot be able to kill the soul. I must tell you that God helped me. It's not an easy task. Before I'll be looking at that. But these days I look unto God. When it comes, I begin to appreciate God. God, you are faithful. You are my Father. You own me. Everything about me is in your hand. It's not in the hands of any man. And God has been faithful. Look unto him. Hold unto him. Don't depend on the any man. Man will fail, but God will never fail you. He will never fail you. But if you have a right standing with him. Again, as we are taught on Wednesday, if we must walk with God, we must put away bitterness. I have said before, unforgiving spirits. Practicing forgiveness is truly a humbling, maturing mind. And it takes one having a deeper relationship with God in order to walk at a pleasing unto God. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. The weak can never forgive. If you are weak in spirit, you can never forgive. And if you don't forgive, you are tying yourself down. Then how can you say you are walking with God to please him? When God says, how many times are we to forgive our brethren? Has the person offended you 490 times? It's not possible. Why can't you live a life of Christ? Why can't we live a life that is pleasing unto him? If we really want to walk with him in truth, in love, in pleasing unto him. He acknowledges that in the life of Enoch. And he said, this one, I want to take him home. Because he loved him. He's a beloved of God. As John was beloved of the Lord. My brethren, let's walk with God with a clean mind, with a clean heart. There is a create in me a clean heart. Create in me a heart that is able to do what? To walk with you. We will be dead to things around us, but alive to God. Last Sunday, somebody said, drop everything at the cross. Everything. We must constantly look at the cross and not at our circumstances. Heaven is more important than the things we are holding on to. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Heaven is more important than things that we are holding on to. Let us walk with the Lord. Let us walk pleasing unto Him. Let's stay close in the place of prayer. And if you are here seated and you have not discovered God, as Ruth discovered God, you may not understand what we are saying this morning. But the Lord is in His house. He's beckoning on you. Release your life unto Him. Release your life unto Him, that He may give you a new life, a life that will be pleasing unto Him. Can we be upstanding?
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.